们现在来祷告，求主带领我们下午的聚会。
Now we'll kneel down and pray and ask God to guide this afternoon service.
一起祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
今天早上我们来学习，跟昨天晚上连在一起同一个主题。
So the topic is a continuation of last night's theme and this morning's.
昨天晚上我们提到服事的喜乐。
And last night, we talked about the joy of servitude.
早上我们学习到团契的喜乐。
And this morning, we learned about the joy in fellowship.
有时候我们生活很平安，我们在想到底要怎么荣耀神。
And so sometimes, when we live a very peaceful life, we might think, how do we glorify God?
也没有疫病，也没有赶鬼，也没有大神迹，怎么荣耀神？
We have no sickness, there's no demons that we need to cast out. How do we glorify God then?
其实如果我们过得很喜乐的生活，很平安的生活，这就是神的荣耀。
But if we live a joyful and peaceful life, that is glorifying God.
因为这代表我们的信仰真的在我们生活当中有实际的表现。
Because this tells others that, that our faith is truly practiced.
那神就得到荣耀。
And thus God gains glory.
那今天下午我们来看成长的喜乐。
So now we will talk about the joy of growing.
什么是成长？
So what is growing?
如果我们从小孩子可以看得出来。
If we look at a child, we can tell what growing is.
第一个就是身体。
First is physical, body.
那身体长大之后，我们就看到过去穿的现在不能穿了。
When they grow up, we find that the clothes that they could, they wore previously cannot be worn now.
这是最明显的一个证据。
And so this is the most obvious evidence.
那第二个，我们看小孩子成长他喜好不一样。喜好他的喜欢的东西。
And if we look at a child, we can see that as they grow, that what they, their tastes become different.
你看那个一岁的小孩子，他还会吸那个奶嘴。
So, for example, one-year-olds, they like to suck on the pacifier.
但如果五岁的，他就不会吸。
But,
我试过我小孩子，五岁给他不好意思。
But by five, the children don't like to suck on the pacifier. I've tried with my own children.
你没有看过那个小孩子上小学还带一个奶嘴去吸吗？
You don't see anyone go to kindergarten sucking on the pacifier as they walk in.
他的喜好会改变。
So their taste will become different.
那再来就是小孩子他的头脑的那个观念会改变。
And then you'll see that the concepts, the ideas that the children have become different as they grow.
那很小的时候，你拿一个电动玩具给他就很高兴。
When they're small, if you present them a small electronic toy, then they're very happy.
那到大了 ，teenage 那个东西他不要了。
But by the teenage years, they don't want it anymore.
他要 iPhone.
They want iPhones.
这里面什么都有。
So that they can do whatever they wish with it.
所以他的喜好会不一样，这个代表一个人在成长。
So their desires will become different, and this signifies that the person is growing.
有生命的会成长。
And those with life will grow.
那我们信徒受洗之后，我们有里面有属灵的生命。
So believers after being baptized have a spiritual life.
所以圣经说那个福音是种子。
And so that's why the Bible says the word of God is like a seed.
那种子你种下去发芽，开始长大，你就知道这个是什么种子。
So once the seed grows, then we can see what it produces.
那我们长大以后像什么？
And after we grow up, what is it we are like?
我们长大就像主耶稣。
After we grow up, we will become like Jesus.
所以这个成长的喜乐就是我们从出生的婴孩这样一直改变到像主耶稣的样式，这个过程本身是很喜乐的。
So the process, process of becoming from a child to becoming like Christ, that process itself is the joy of growing.
所以如果把信仰看作好像佛教徒是苦修的这个是很痛苦的。
So if instead we look at our faith as the Buddhists look at it, which is that life is full of suffering, then it's painful for us.
也不能吃肉。
They can't eat meat.
啊，穿的灰色的衣服。
They need to wear gray clothes.
啊，头发要剃光。
They need to shave their heads.
啊，不能有家庭，不能结婚。
There's no family. They can't have married. They can't be married.
啊，这个这样来修啊，这是很痛苦。
It's quite a painful life that they live.
但是事实信仰的成长是一种喜乐。
But growing in faith is a joy.
所以如果我们生活中没有喜乐，可能我们信仰没有在成长。
So if we don't experience joy in life, it's possible that we are not growing in our faith.
啊，信仰在成长啊，喜乐会成长。
And so if we grow in our faith, then we will have joy in growing.
我们先来看第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
第一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1.
腓立比书第三章第一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这个话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当的。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe.
这个地方啊，保罗告诉腓立比教会的信徒啊，说要靠主喜乐。
So here, Paul tells the brethren to rejoice in the Lord.
我们在想，他是在哪个地方写这一封信？
So let's think back to where Paul was writing this letter.
他是在监牢里面写这一封信。
Paul was writing this letter while he was imprisoned.
所以可以看出来，这个成长的喜乐就是。从靠外面的环境进到变成靠神。
So we see that this joy in growing in the Lord comes from what surrounds us, our environment, and how it affects us.
很多人的快乐都是从外面来的。
Many people, their happiness comes from what is around them.
要买新的东西。
Maybe they purchase something new.
到哪个地方去玩。
Or maybe they go to a place.
赚很多钱。
Or perhaps they earn a lot of money.
拥有很多的物质。
Or perhaps they have a lot of possessions.
所以这样我很喜乐，我很感谢神。
And so, because of these things, I'm thankful and I thank God.
给我好的工作，好的收入，我今天有这么多东西，我很快乐。
I thank God that I have a good job so that I can pay for these things, and I'm blessed to have all these material things.
这个是信仰的开始。
But this is the beginning of our faith.
我们懂得数算神的恩典，感恩。
We know how to count the blessings of God and to give thanks to Him.
但是我们的喜乐的来源还是在物质上。
But if we think about it, the source of our joy is still on the worldly things.
那如果这个物质拿掉
，So and if we take away these worldly things,
我们就不晓得怎么活了。
Then we won't know how to live.
因为我们的满足是从那边来的。
Because our satisfaction comes from the worldly things.
所以这里讲这个靠主常常喜乐。
So that's why Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord."
就是表示我们的喜乐不再是靠环境。
Which is to say that the source of our joy is not to come from our environment.
所以圣经罗马书才说我们是靠着主耶稣与神和好。
So that's why it tells us in Romans that through Jesus we are reconciled with God.
那下一步是要靠着他以神为乐。
And then we have to through Christ be one with him.
以神为乐
rejoice with him.
这个就是我们的追求。
And so this is what we are pursuing after.
以神为乐。
That we can rejoice with him.
我们的满足，我们的快乐是因为神。
Our happiness, our satisfaction comes from because of God.
那这个神是什么？
And so what is God then?
第一个神就是道。
What is? God is the truth.
所以以神为乐就是常常去默想神的话，领悟神的话。
So rejoicing in the truth means to meditate on the words of God, to receive the words of God.
那在诗篇119篇说，我在神的话当中啊，自乐，自己在那个地方享受。
So that's why in Psalms 119, the psalmist writes that I rejoice in the words of God. I dwell there.
最近听一个弟兄在见证。
Recently I heard a brother testify.
其实他信主以后试炼很多。
After he believed, there were many trials that he had to go through.
但是他最近一直在讲他领悟很多道理。
But recently, he told me that he received many words.
所以他觉得很喜乐。
And so because of this, he was joyful.
那因为领悟很多道理，所以他 对神给他遇到这些困难，他就可以解释。
And because he received so many words from God, he knew how to explain the various things that would happen to him.
哦，神让我遇到这样，所以啊，我才会谦卑。
And so he realized, God allowed me to counter this trial so that I could learn humility.
哦，那神让我遇到这样，所以我才会靠他。
God allowed me to face this trial so that I would learn to rely on him.
我才不会离开他。
And so I will not leave him now.
所以当他在神的话语上进步以后，他觉得很喜乐。
And so when he improved on his knowledge of the word of God, then he gained joy.
这是第一个。
So this is first.
那第二个，以神为乐，就是以神的灵为乐。
And the second, rejoicing in the Lord is to be rejoiced in the Spirit.
就是常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
Which is to pray often and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵充满啊，约翰福音说是活水在我们心里面涌出来。
As we know in the Gospel of John tells us that the Holy Spirit is like living water and it flows out of our heart.
那这个圣灵是喜乐的泉源。
And we know that the Spirit is the source of joy.
所以很多人啊，在我们教会里面啊，得圣灵啊，被圣灵充满的时候，真的是非常喜乐。
So we see many brothers and sisters, after receiving the Holy Spirit, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, they are joyful.
那越感觉到这种圣灵充满喜乐，我们就越喜欢祷告。
And as we experience this joy in the Spirit, we will want to pray more.
这个叫做靠着主耶稣喜乐。
And so this is what it also means to rejoice in the Lord.
那第三个就是神的爱。
And then third is the God's love.
神的爱就是去数算神的恩典。
And God's love is to count the grace and blessings that he has given to us.
让我们满心感谢就很喜乐。
And then when we are thankful of all the things, we will be joyful.
那从第二节开始。
So from verse 2.
第二节一直到第七节。
From verse 2 to verse 7.
这个第二节在提到要防备犬类作恶的自行割礼的，因为第三节。
Verse 3.
因为遵守割礼乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不是靠肉体。
Verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. Verse 3, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
这个地方啊，在讲我们在拜神啊，最重要不是外面的，是我们的心。
So here it tells us that when we worship God, it's not the outward, the appearance that's most important, rather it's our heart.
所以人如果要真的得到喜乐，
So if a person truly wants to gain joy,
就是需要从心里面真的去追求神。
That is, they have to pursue God from their heart.
那这样啊，我们的心跟神越来越接近就会越来越喜乐。
And as our heart draws closer and closer to God, we will become more and more joyful.
所以这个喜乐不是在外面遵守一些规条。
And so this joy isn't an outwardly obedience of the commands.
这个喜乐是从内心里面试着去崇拜神。
This joy comes from worshiping God, fearing God within our hearts.
跟神连接。
And that is to be connected to God.
那到了第四节以后
After verse 4
其实有时候我们安息日我最近在一个教会的青年班跟他们在讨论
During Sabbath I was in a youth class discussing with the students
我们发现那个只是外面肉体来聚会的心没有来这个青年很难留在教会
I found that for the youth that only outwardly come, but in their spirit they don't come, those youth have a very difficult time staying in the church.
所以有时候，父母勉励儿子来那因为父母在，这儿子就跟着来。
And so, because the parents encourage or force the children to come, then their children come because of the parents.
但是他的心呢，没有摸到神。
But the heart does not. Go and touch God.
就是没有体会到那种灵里面的喜乐跟满足。
They don't experience that spiritual satisfaction, that spiritual joy.
那这种的外面的崇拜不会久，有一天父母不在就离开了。
And so this outwardly worship, it won't last, and eventually after the parent leaves, the child will leave too.
但是如果这个里面真的很敬畏的这样在亲近神。
But if inwardly the youth is pursuing God, is fearing God,
真的有体验到神,
and they truly experience God,
那有一天呢，这个父母外在的力量不在了，他还是很认真在拜神。
Then, even if the parents are not there to enforce, the youths will continue to come and worship.
所以这个以神为乐啊，这个敬拜必须从外面的形式进到里面的内心，再崇拜神。
So we see that it must come from the outward and continue on into our inner heart.
那这样我们的喜乐就会增加。
And this, we can see our joy will increase.
那从第四节开始。
So from verse 4 onwards,
一直在提到第六节。
From verse 4 to verse 6,
这里在讲啊，我们信仰要以神为乐哦，这个我们追求的目标要改变。
So here tells us that to rejoice in the Lord, what we are pursuing after, the goals we are pursuing after must be changed.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
其实我也可以靠肉体，如果别人想。可以靠肉体，我更可以靠第五节。
Verse 5.
我是第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会。
Verse 6.
就律法上的意说是我无可指摘。第七节。
Verse 7.
只是先前与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。
Verse 4, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee. Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Verse 7, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
这里保罗在提到他信耶稣以后，他才回头过去看他的信仰生活。
So Paul, after believing in Christ, looks back on his life.
他还没有信耶稣以前，他也在拜真神。
Before he was worshiping the true God.
但是他信耶稣也在拜真神。
But now, worshiping Christ, he is also worshiping the true God.
那信耶稣以前在拜跟信耶稣以后拜差在哪里？
So then what is the difference between the previous worshipping and the current worshipping
for him? 信耶稣以前哦，这里说哦，是靠肉体。
Before believing in Christ, we see that he had his confidence in the flesh.
那中文这个肉体很难了解。那如果看英文哦 confident in the flesh, 就从肉体的条件所有的信心。
So that's just the confidence in the flesh, he believes in the physical actions to enforce his faith.
那接下去他就讲，我第八天受割礼。
For example, circumcised on the eighth day.
所以他是犹太人。
And so he's a stock of Israel.
这个旧约圣经里面神的选民。
And the chosen people of God, according to the Old Testament.
然后接下去说，律法上我是法利赛人。
And concerning the law, a Pharisee.
法利赛人就是严格遵守摩西律法的。
And the Pharisees strictly follow the Mosaic law.
那这个也是。外表的。
And this is an outward appearance only.
那就热心说，我是逼迫教会的。
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church.
所以他也很热心啊。
And so we see that he's very zealous for the Lord.
律法上的义说，我无可指摘。
And concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
但是这一些哦。
But all these things.
都没有办法让我们真的摸到神。
All these things we see, all this he has done, still did not allow him to experience God.
所以这种追求哦，如果往那个方向去就不对了。
So if you pursue God in this manner, it is wrong.
那今天对我们来讲是什么？
So today, how does this apply to us?
就是我们信仰的追求，主要那个方向不是在肉体或物质上。
So to pursue after God, what we are focusing on is not the physical or the flesh.
那到底在哪里？
So where should we focus on then?
真正的追求是在主耶稣本身啊。
True focus should be on Jesus Christ himself.
我们现在来看第三章，腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
只是我先前以为我有益的，现在因为基督都当作有损。第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我当万事当作有损，因为我认识主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为着要得着基督。
Verse 7, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
这个地方啊，他说以主耶稣为至宝。
And so we see that he gains Christ.
好，那为他丢弃万事。
And he suffered the loss of all things for Christ.
我们对世界的看法哦，如果没有看得很清楚，我们不会很认真在追求主耶稣。
If we're not clear with what our view should be towards this world, then we will not be able to pursue Christ wholeheartedly.
这个地方说，世界好像粪土。
Here, Paul describes the worldly things as rubbish.
这个不是世界没有价值啊。
It's not that this world doesn't have value.
在当时的社会来讲，法利赛人也是有价值的。
According to the society of the Jewish people at that time, the Pharisees had great value.
被尊重的。
They were respected.
在当时的社会里面，你做公会的议员，这个也是有价值的。
And as a ruler of the synagogue, there was a value to that too.
在当时的社会里面，加玛略门下受教育，等于现在最高的教育，这个也是有价值的。
And at that time, he was trained by Gamaliel, one of the greatest teachers. That is of value to them too.
但是，如果跟主耶稣来比
，But if you compare all these things to Christ,
这些都是好像粪土一样。
All of this is like rubbish.
这表示主耶稣的价值太大了。
Which means that comparatively, the value of Christ is far greater.
那其他我们在世界上的追求都变成没有价值。
And so everything else in this world that we pursue after has no value then.
因此，除非我们对世界的价值看得很清楚，不然我们不会认真在追求神。
And so unless we have this viewpoint of this world, unless we're clear about this, we won't be able to wholeheartedly pursue after Christ.
所以我们活在这个社会上，常常需要用圣经的标准再一次去审查我们的价值观。
And so we have to often examine ourselves with the standards given in the Bible.
到底我人生在追求什么？
What is it that I'm pursuing after?
那我人生的目标追求的，从圣经来看，有没有真正的价值？
Is what I'm pursuing after of value according to the Bible?
如果没有那一部分，就可以把它减少。
If it's not, then perhaps we can pursue after it less.
那这样我们才会认真来追求神。
And only through this can we dutifully pursue after Christ.
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's look at a verse.
帖撒罗迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
这里讲啊，我们要服侍神，要离开偶像，归向神。
So here it tells us that if we are to serve God, we need to turn from idols.
偶像不但是没有价值，偶像对信仰是有破坏力。
Idols not only don't have value, but they are detrimental to our faith.
所以我们在世界上很多的追求那个本身呢，不但是从信仰来讲，不但没有益处，对信仰是有损害。
So often, what we pursue after in this world not only has no value, but often detracts us from our faith.
所以我们要看万事如粪土。
So we have to see all the things in this world as rubbish.
比方说，我们在看有的学生啊。他为了要申请学校，礼拜六都没有来教会。
So there are some students because they are applying to college, they don't come on Sabbath day.
参加很多的活动，然后去拿很多的这个证明，这样来帮助你申请最好的学校。
And so they attend many events and get many basically it's to help bolster their application for college.
我们仔细在想啊，即使说我们牺牲安息日的聚会，好，申请到一个最好的学校。
But let's think about this for a moment. Even if we were to give up all the Sabbath days so that we could get into a better college.
那这个牺牲安息日的聚会，有时候过了几年之后，他没有好的信仰基础，一上大学他信仰就没有了。
If they give up going to Sabbath, then their faith, their roots may not be strong. And so when they enter into college, they lose their faith.
但是我们在教会里面也有人看到，他就是有一个原则，我安息日就是不排活动。
But then we see for other people, they have this principle that on Sabbath day, they keep the Sabbath.
他照样可以申请到很好的大学。
And yet, despite this, they are still able to make it into the best colleges.
那就是靠神的恩典啊。
And that is because they are relying on the grace of God.
好，那我们再退一步来看。
So let's go back a step.
其实我们安息日来守，但是因为这样，我申请到第二好的大学。
So if we keep the Sabbath day, but are only able to make it into second best college.
但是第二好的大学不一定等这样就找不到好工作。
Just because we're in the second best college does not mean that we won't find a job.
有的人呢，这第二轮的大学找到很好的工作。
There are some people that go to the second tier colleges, and yet they still are able to find a great job.
那等你到三四十岁，谁会管你？你是从哪个大学毕业
？And by the time you're 30 or 40, do people really care from which college you graduated from?
你在学校 straight A 或者怎么样？这个已经没有人问了。
And no one asks if you earned straight A's in college by the time you're 30 or 40.
所以就是告诉我们有一个最基本的价值观。
So this tells us that we need to have a basic standard or a value system.
就是守安息日这是很有价值的。
Which is that keeping the Sabbath is quite valuable.
把这个抓住。
And we have to grasp onto this.
那守安息日完之后，我们要努力读书，尽量读。
And so, after keeping the Sabbath, if you want to study hard, then by all means, do.
那做不到的交托给神。
And whatever you can't do, you just leave it up to God.
但是你到四十岁以后，
but by the time you're 40,
你发现很热心的人跟不热心的人差不多。
You'll find that,
一个很热心在敬拜神。
Those who are fervently serving God, and those who are just lukewarm in their faith, they're about the same.
都在社会上差不多。
In society-wise, they are the same.
为什么?
Why?
一个很热心敬拜神，他是靠神的恩典。
Because those who fervently worship God, obey Him, they are relying on God.
所以他不会比那个没有热心的人差。
And so they won't be that much lacking compared to those who are lukewarm in faith.
因此我们在信仰生活上。
And also, in our own journey of faith.
我们要看清楚什么是最重要的。
We need to look and we need to be clear with what is most important.
那我们这样来追求人生才会不会偏差。
And so, only in doing so will we not deviate from what we are supposed to pursue after.
但是如果我们追求好的学校，为的是出名。
But if we pursue after going to a good college for basically names recognition.
为的得到好的名，然后牺牲安息日的聚会。
If we do this for reputation's sake and we give up Sabbath,
那这个好学校就变成偶像了。
Then this good college that we are pursuing after becomes an idol to us.
因为它已经取代了神了。
Because that has taken the place of God.
所以不是上好学校就是偶像。
So it's not going to a good college that itself is an idol. No.
但是在我们生活当中把它提高超过神，那就是偶像。
But in our life, if we esteem anything above God, then that becomes an idol.
所以我们在当父母，在带领我们的下一代，有时候这个观念会影响我们的做法。
So as parents, when we're making decisions for our children, our concepts will influence our thinkings and our decisions.
能够读名校，这是神的恩典，但不没有读名校，不等于就没有前途。
So if our children are able to make it into the best colleges, that is the grace of God. But if they don't, that does not mean that they won't be able to find a good job in the future.
所以把那个名拿掉，有很多事情我们就发现要做 就很简单做决定。
And so we find that if we just take away some of the things of value in this world, then the decision becomes very simple for us.
我的孩子在高中的时候
When my child was in high school,
有两个，他要选择到两个地方，我都反对。
The two places that she picked, I was opposed to both of them.
那好多人说很可惜。
And many people said it's quite a shame.
但是那时候我觉得信仰最重要。
But at that time, I felt that faith was most important.
但是到最后回头过来看。
But now, when we look back,
我发现他最后的结果并没有比较差。
I find that the end result is not too worse off than I had thought.
所以这些体验让我深信不疑。
And so these experiences are
深信不疑 firmly believe.
These experiences help my help me firmly believe.
就是当我们把神摆在最重要。
That when we put God as most important.
前途让神来带领。
And allow Him to guide us.
神的恩典会补足我们做不到。
Then His grace will basically make up for what we cannot do.
所以这里讲丢弃万事，做粪土，为着要得着基督。
So here it tells us that we have to suffer the loss of all things, count them as rubbish so that we may gain Christ.
这个不是万事没有价值。
It's not that the things of this world have no value.
而是基督的价值更大。
Rather, the value of Christ is so much greater.
所以信仰要得到喜乐，生活有时候要重新调整。
So to gain joy in our faith, the direction of our life, sometimes we need to adjust it accordingly.
比神还重要的，需要把它次序调整。
And so if we esteem anything greater than God, we perhaps need to switch these things around.
那这样啊，我们才会成长。如果有一个偶像挡在那里，就不会成长。
So that we may be able to grow. If there is an idol there, it will prohibit us from growing in faith.
那一个偶像挡在那里，就会发生很多事情，一直一直让我们遇到一些困难，让我一直到最后想通了，就是这个东西挡住我属灵的成长。
And if there's an idol, it will continually block us so that eventually we may have to realize that it is that thing that will prohibit us from growing.
我们把它拿掉，信仰就开始在进步。
And then if we take that away, we will find that our faith will grow.
但是如果这个过程能够越短越好。
But the shorter this process is, the better it is for us.
但是有时候人需要花好多时间。
But sometimes people need a long time to realize this.
有一个信徒啊，年轻的时候天天加班，礼拜六、礼拜天都加班赚钱。
There was a believer who Saturday and Sunday they would go into work.
他的差不多快四十岁，身体发生问题。
And then at 40, this believer began to have health problems.
他身体发生问题，就是神给他一个提醒。
And so these health problems came from God as a reminder.
你这样天天加班都没有信仰生活，也没有在服侍神。
That because you continually work, you don't have a life of faith, you don't serve God.
这真的你敬拜神，真的是神要这样你生活吗？
And is it worshiping God if you do so in this manner?
开始在调整生活。
And so this believer began to change the life.
礼拜六不加班，礼拜天也不加班。
Sabbath day and Sunday, this believer did not work.
到最后他变成要换工作。
And then, so he had to, the believer had to change jobs.
但是发现到后来的结果没有比以前差。
But this believer found that the latter result was not that different from the previous results.
所以这个真的是很奇妙的体验。
And so this is a truly amazing experience.
当我们为着神放掉世界的时候。
When we give up the things for God.
有时候神给我们的比我们所放掉的更多。
Sometimes God will give us more than what we have given up.
这是很奇妙的。
And this is amazing.
所以信仰要成长要丢弃万事当作粪土。
So in order to grow in faith, we need to consider the things of this world as rubbish and throw them.
我们现在回来看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 3.
第九节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 9.
并且在得以在他里面不是有因为自己因律法而得的义，乃有信耶稣基督的义，就是因为信神而来得的义。
Verse 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith.
这个地方在提到有两种的义。
And so here it talks about two different righteousness.
一个是律法的义。
One is righteousness from the law.
另外一个是信耶稣的义。
And the other is through faith in Christ, the righteousness.
我们人要站在神面前必须有义。
And man standing before God, they must have righteousness.
亚当没有办法面对神，因为他没有义。
And Adam could not face God because he had no righteousness, he had sinned.
那现在回来重新站在神面前。
So now we come and we stand before God.
义从哪里来？
So where does this righteousness come from? There are two sources of righteousness.
第一个是好行为。
One is from our good deeds.
但是这个永远做不到。
But this is not something we can attain.
因为圣经说，律法犯一条就是罪人。
Because the Bible tells us that if we just break one of the decrees in the Bible, then it's sin.
所以律法没有办法救人。
So law cannot save anyone.
律法是好的。
Law is good.
但是人行不出来。
But man cannot obey the law.
那怎么办？
And so what can we do?
神开另外一条路。
So God opens another path.
就是靠着信耶稣就得义。
That is, through faith in Christ, we can gain righteousness.
今天受洗，我们就是被称作义人。
And so after baptism, we are righteous.
所以要得着基督，就是要经过信耶稣受洗这一条路。
So to gain Christ, we have to go through our faith in Christ, which is to be baptized.
因为我们要变成义人，我们才有办法得着耶稣。
Because to be righteous, only after we are righteous can we gain Christ.
那我信耶稣以后，下一步我要怎么做？
So after we believe, what's the next step?
我们看第十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面。第十四节。
14.
向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣从上面召我得来的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这个13节到15节在讲信仰是动态的。
And so from verse 13 to verse 15 tells us that faith is, requires action.
为什么我们信主久以后会发现这个信仰没有力量？
Why is it that after we believe for a long time, we'll find that sometimes our faith is stagnant? Because our faith lacks a goal.
或者说有目标，但是我没有在追求。
Or perhaps we may have a goal, but we have not pursued after it.
如果我们的目标很清楚。
But if we are clear with this goal,
当我们往那个目标在移动的时候，这个就是动态的信仰。
Then, as we are pursuing this goal fervently, that is the action of our faith.
那这里说，我只有一件事。
So here it says that there's one thing.
要向标杆直跑。
Which is to press toward the goal.
那到底那个标杆是什么？
So what is that goal?
我们知道亚伯兰99岁的时候。
We know that when Abraham was 99 years old.
神向他显现。
God appeared to him.
你要在我面前做完全的。
Which is, he told Abraham that you have to be a complete person before me.
在神的标准下是完全的。
And that is according to the standards of God.
99岁呢，神说你还有努力的空间。
Even though Abraham was 99 years old, God told him that he still had to improve.
做完全的。
Which is to be a complete and whole person.
那这个就是标杆。
And so this is the goal for us.
那当亚伯兰这样一直往那个做完全人去努力的时候，他的信仰就动起来了。
And we see that as Abraham worked for this goal, his faith increased.
不然到99岁已经退休了。
Otherwise, at 99 years old, he would have just lived out the rest of his life.
人生已经没有目标了。
There's no other goal for him.
信仰就停在那里。
And so his faith would have ended there.
所以我们要追求神。
So we need to pursue God.
要成长。
Pursue growth.
我们喜乐就会增加。
And the joy will come and increase.
那成长的目标就是。
And so the goal of us growing spiritually is Jesus Christ.
这样一直去努力，我们的喜乐就会增加。
And if we continually, fervently pursue after this, then, we will see an increase.
约书亚记载，约书亚年纪大。
Joshua, records that when Joshua was in his old age,
神跟他讲，
God told him,
你年纪老迈。
And though you are old,
神也肯定他年纪老迈。
So God admits that Joshua is old.
但是你有一块未得之地。
But you have a land that is promised to you.
就是你还需要有一块地你没有得到。
Which is you have a land that's not yours yet.
加勒85岁。
Caleb was 85 years old.
告诉耶稣亚。
And he told Joshua,
请你把那一块地给我，我要去攻打那一块地。
Which is to give him that piece of land, and he will go and conquer it and take it for his own.
所以我们就看85岁神还他还是想要攻那一块地。
And so we see that though Caleb was 85 years old, he was old, but he still wanted that piece of land.
那一块地是什么？
And what is that piece of land?
牛奶与蜜之地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
那一块蜜就是神的果。
And that land is the kingdom of God.
就是公义平安喜乐。
Which is righteousness, joy, and peace.
这个叫牛奶与蜜。
And so this is the land of flowing of milk and honey.
那神的国在哪里？
So where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说神的国就在你的心。
Jesus said that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
所以如果神的国真的实现，
And so if the kingdom of God is fulfilled,
我们的生活是很喜乐很平安。
Then our life will be full of joy and peace.
公义就是没有罪。
And with righteousness, there is no sin in our life.
但事实上不是这样。
But in reality, this is not the case.
我们常常还是有罪在缠累。
We find that there's still sin.
没有平安。
Thus there's no peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为在迦南地还有很多的外族人。
Because in Canaan, there are still, the land of Canaan, there are other tribes.
所以神说你要把他们都赶出去。
And God told them, you had to conquer these tribes and cast them out.
才能够得到这一块地。
And only after doing so can they receive the land.
所以我们的心里面有很多七情六欲。
And so in our hearts, we have all these evil desires or lusts.
有很多的罪性在里面。
We have a lot of sinful desires.
那这个罪性要把它赶出去。
And so we have to get rid of all these sinful nature.
那赶出去，神才会完全充满在我们里面。
And only after doing so can God be filled in our hearts.
那这个过程就是我们的追求。
And so this process is what we should pursue after.
所以如果我们没有目标，
So if we don't have this goal,
我外面生活很平安，
And I have a peaceful life physically.
我经济也没有缺乏。
And financial wise, I don't lack anything. Then if I kneel down and pray, I don't know what to pray for.
但是如果我们有一个目标,
But if we have a goal,
我们就有祷告的事情了,
then there's something for us to pray about.
就是我们内心里面有在从属灵上来讲有一些我们要进步的地方。
Because in our own hearts, we realize that there are things we need to improve upon.
就是像我刚刚提到那一位弟兄。
So for example, if we refer back to the brother that I mentioned earlier,
他说他常常会生气。
He said that he would often become angry, had a temper.
是他没有平安。
And so this caused no peace.
那怎么办呢？
So what could he do?
他常常跑到会堂来祷告。
And so he came to the chapel to pray often.
祷告什么？
What did he pray about?
就是要把他内心会生气这个罪性要拿掉。
That is to pray so that he would not have such a short temper.
他说他还有一个，就是他会骄傲。
And another thing was he was very proud.
在公司里面比别人做成就一点，他就骄傲。
When he was better at others at his job, he would become proud.
所以他常常祷告。
So he came often and prayed.
这样过了一段时间。
And after a while,
有一天一个弟兄看到他。
One day there was a brother who saw him.
就跟他讲。
And he told him.
我觉得你不一样嘞。
I have a feeling you're different now.
有什么不一样？
He said, What's different?
因为我现在看你跟初信以前差很多。
I see that you, compared to when you first believed, there's a great difference.
就是看起来很平安，很喜的。
You seem so peaceful and joyful.
因为他有在追求。
Because we see that this brother pursued.
所以信仰本身一定要有一个目标。
So for our faith, there should be a goal for us.
那我们朝那个目标去进步。
And so we have to face this goal and continue forward, press onward.
我们就越来越靠近神。
And as we do so, we will draw closer and closer to God.
那其实保罗在写腓立比书的时候，他已经比我们好得很多了。
And to be honest, when Paul was writing the book of, the letter to Philippi, his faith is much greater than all of ours.
第一个,
First,
他在患难中会感谢。
In times of difficulty, he would give thanks.
他已经超越患难了。
And so he had already overcome the difficulties.
第二个,
Second,
他已经超越生死。
He had already overcome death.
如果让我选，我现在就要离开。
Because if it were up to him, he would gladly choose death.
第三个。
The third.
他已经超越世界了。
He had already overcome the world.
看世界好像粪土。
Because he saw the world as rubbish.
这个三个我们都还很差很远。
And so for these three things, we are still far.
但是一个灵界这么高的保罗，他说我还有一个标杆。
But for Paul, even though he had overcome all these three things, even though his faith was to that utmost level, he still had a goal.
所以他的信仰一直在进步。
And so his faith continued to increase.
因此他在监牢当中，他非常喜乐。
And so because of this, we find that he has much joy, even though he was in prison.
一直在追求神，一直在充满他，他的喜乐就一直在增加。
Because we see that he continually pursues after God, and so he is fulfilled with God, and so he's joyful.
好，我们现在来看，回来看腓立比书。
Let's turn back to the Philippians.
腓立比书的从二十节、二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督，从天降临。二十一节。
21.
他按着自己的万有归服在自己大能下，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀身体一样。
20. For our citizenship is in heaven.From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, 21, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
这一段圣经就告诉我们，我们的喜乐就是从最后的天国的赏赐来的。
And so here it tells us that our last joy will come from heaven.
追求的结果就是天上的赏赐。
Because the thing we are pursuing is the blessings of heaven.
我们一起默祷。
So let's all pray in silence.
阿们。我们休息15分钟。
So we'll rest for 15 minutes.
79. You're 79. You are 79. So just 80. You are 79. No, I just 80 now. Okay?
No, 80.
No, you used to be 79.